So we keep hearing these things, but we keep forgetting those things. Yes. Get into normal things. So it's like, you know, suppose I'm typing a letter on my computer, and somebody has pressed a delete button. I keep typing, but things keep getting deleted. Sometimes it can appear like that to us, that, you know, we hear so much, we just keep forgetting. But it's not like that. Actually, just the hearing itself purifies. Because at least during the time of hearing, we are connecting with Krishna. At the time of hearing, we are coming in the sound presence of sound vibration that is describing Krishna. So that itself is purifying. So even if we don't remember even one thing from what we have heard, just the fact that we have heard will purify us. And that will benefit us. Of course, we would like to remember. So generally, one of the best ways to remember is to change our position from being a student to a teacher, from being a recipient to a transmitter. So decide every day, every time I go for a class, after I hear, I will think of one point that I'll speak to someone. If you can make it 2-3, that's fine, but that's one point. I want to speak this to someone. So if we decide that, then we will be hearing which point, you know. Now if I'm going to speak some point, let me speak the point that is a really good point, isn't it? So then we'll what is a good point? We'll be hearing the whole class attentively. So sometimes, if we have our own friend circle, we might decide I'll make a WhatsApp group, and I'll just send a group, and I'll just send every day or every week after a program, I'll send a message over there. What point I liked. So just that forces us to hear. So if we change our role, I'm a student, I'll eternally be a student, but I'm also meant to be a teacher. I'm meant to share this message in the mood of service. So just that will force us to remember more. That will force us to take it in more and remember more. The third thing which we could do is that when we are hearing, at that time we hear many things, and it's just not possible that we can either remember everything or we can apply everything. But if there's something which we can apply, and we don't have to necessarily decide that I have to apply this for the rest of my life. Because generally, whatever we decide to do for the rest of my life, we live it for the rest of our life. You know, oh, I have to do it for the rest of my life, I'll do it later. Just decide, okay, I learned something, for the next 1 week, I will do this. Even if after 1 week I stop it, at least during that 1 week, I applied something, and I will myself find whether this helps or not. So the nature of the mind is that it just tends to magnify the problems. So like if I have to carry a 1 kg weight, I can easily carry. But you tell me you have to carry this 1 kg weight for the rest of your life. Rest of your life? I'll drop it right now only. So instead, okay, you just carry this for next 1 hour. Okay, 1 hour I can do it. Like that, if we take one application point, which I'll apply for 1 week, it may not be a big point, but just that application will lead to some purification, will lead to some transformation, and that will inspire us either to continue applying that, or sometimes we say, okay, I applied this, was good, but now I learned something, I want to apply something else. So it's not that if we stop applying, that's a failure. It's that while we applied, that was a benefit. While we applied, we grew by that. So we can even decide that we will apply different things at different times in our life, and we can move forward. So no need to worry if we forget, because hearing itself is purifying, and trying to have a carry home point will help us to remember, and having an application point will help us to get the benefit also, and we can make a finite application rather than a perennial application. The finite, if it is repeated, it can become perennial also, but we keep it finite so that the mind doesn't think of it as a burden. Does that answer your question? So.